This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Saturday is Drug Takeback Day in Wisconsin, and over 150 events are planned around the state. Drug Takeback Day aims to give residents a chance to get rid of unwanted or unused medications safely, with the hopes that disposing of the drugs will decrease the risk of substance abuse issues developing. If residents with unwanted medication can't make it to one of the events, there are also hundreds of permanent medication drop boxes across the state. Officials also say the unwanted medications should not be flushed. Beginning this weekend, members of the public can test the electronic voting equipment for the November election. The testing is meant to give residents confidence in the election process by showing them how the machines work and how long the process takes. Under Wisconsin state law, any anomalies found with the electronic equipment during the testing period need to be fixed before the equipment can be used for the election. Members of the public will be invited to observe the testing process with at least 48 hours of notice. The city of Eau Claire will host a public forum on Monday to discuss the challenges facing the area. The public forum will feature Eau Claire City Council President Emily Berge on issues like housing, homelessness, fiscal stability, and public safety. Housing and homelessness have become growing concerns around the area, with a rising unhoused population and a low vacancy rate in the city. The public forum is scheduled to take place between noon and 2 p.m. on Monday on the third floor of the L.E. Phillips Memorial Public Library. One of the suspects in a violent home invasion in Barron County last December has been sentenced to prison. Ricardo Antonio Dominguez from Minnesota was sentenced to 12 years in prison and ordered to pay over $16,000 of restitution for his role in the robbery. Dominguez and two other suspects were arrested for tying up a 70-year-old man at gunpoint and tasing him before stealing about $13,000, guns, jewelry, and other valuables. One other suspect has been sentenced and authorities are still looking for the third. An Eau Claire school entered its secure protocol on Thursday afternoon due to a nearby police situation. According to school officials, Meadowview Elementary School was placed in secure protocol as the Eau Claire Police Department responded to an incident in the neighborhood of the school. Authorities have not released details about the incident, but assured residents that it was resolved safely and the secure protocol was lifted. The protocol allows the school day to continue inside the building, but students and staff must remain inside. A voting promotion group called the Purple Tour visited Eau Claire on Thursday, looking to energize residents to participate in the election. The New York-based group is touring a number of cities, including Green Bay and Milwaukee, sharing information on how to register to vote and why it's important for residents to make their voices heard in the election. The visit comes as Wisconsin sees strong turnout in the first few days of early voting across the state, as independent groups and candidates urge residents to submit their votes early. Consistently dry weather across the state has led to Wisconsin farmers completing their harvests earlier than expected. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the corn harvest for grain is 12 days ahead of average, and the soybean harvest is 4 weeks ahead of average. While the dry weather has allowed farmers to harvest their crops earlier than usual, it's also led to a drop in their quality. Farming officials say soil around the state is showing signs of being depleted, and more crop yields are being lost to weather-related issues. Nearly 100,000 people cast in-person absentee ballots on the first day of early voting in Wisconsin. The high turnout led to long delays at some polling stations across the state, even causing election-related computer systems to become overwhelmed. Early in-person voting has been on the rise across the country, especially in swing states like Wisconsin. Nearly 20,000 more people voted on the first day of in-person early voting this year compared to the 2020 presidential election, but the pandemic likely affected those numbers. Rice Lake Fire Department officials are still working to determine the precise cause of a fire that destroyed multiple businesses last week. According to a press release, fire officials have ruled electrical and gas out as potential causes of the fire, but the official cause is still undetermined. The fire started on East Messenger Street on October 17th at around 3:40 p.m. and took crews several hours to get under control. The building that housed Kitchen and Floor Decor Warehouse, Finewood Inc., Cheese Louise, and Agonic Brewing was completely destroyed. The Barron County Sheriff's Office is asking any more victims of the Rice Lake man arrested in connection to the Abercrombie and Fitch investigation to contact the FBI. According to the Sheriff's Office, 71-year-old James Jacobson was one of the three defendants named in the indictment, including former CEO Mike Jeffries. Jacobson is accused of facilitating the alleged international trafficking and prostitution business from 2008 to 2015, during which time he allegedly recruited and interviewed men and told them it would benefit their careers. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks and the Bulls tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Chicago Bulls tonight in their home opener at Fiserv Forum. New to the Bucks lineup is forward Taurean Prince, who shot 6-for-6 and 16 points Wednesday against the 76ers. Doc Rivers.
You know, it's funny. Started out slow. When he came back in, because the first game, you just never know how guys are going to handle that. When he came back in, he was locked in. Just great.
College football. Wisconsin has won 3 in a row, but tomorrow night, they face Penn State at Camp Randall Stadium. Game time at 6:30. At 6-0, the Nittany Lions are undefeated, ranked 3rd in the nation. NFL, the Packers will be at nearly full strength when they face the 2-5 Jaguars in Jacksonville Sunday. Rookie Evan Williams on what it took to secure a starting job at safety.
A lot of it's watching tapes, you know, just being self-critical every time you look, you know, at your own film, trying not to just look at the highlights. You got to look at the bad plays too and face them and just try to improve.
That's Packers safety Evan Williams. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If Emily Bronte was still alive, she'd probably be thrilled that Margot Robbie and Jacob Elordi have been cast in Wuthering Heights. I guess we'll never know, but the good news is the project has found a home at Warner Brothers after a bidding war. Emerald Fennell will write and direct. Her previous credits include Promising Young Woman, which was excellent, and Saltburn, which was interesting. Robbie's company, Lucky Chap, will produce the film. One Desperate Housewife apparently had money to burn. The first John Wick film was released this week in 2014. The film franchise has grossed over $1 billion worldwide. Variety is reporting that none of it ever would have happened were it not for actress Eva Longoria, who saved the original John Wick by contributing $6 million in funding at the last minute that closed the financial gap and allowed filming to start. No one was happier than the film star Keanu Reeves, who also had his own money in the project. Fun films for sure, but could use a little more violence. If you're getting on in years and trying to get on the Golden Bachelorette just to meet girls, here is one girl you will not have a shot at. Martha Stewart told Andy Cohen on his Watch What Happens Live podcast that she would never appear on the Golden Bachelorette, not even for big bucks, because the guys aren't hot enough. Soap icon Susan Lucci also stated she was contacted by the show, but declined. Are man boobs and beer guts out? Did I miss a meeting? Ted Danson and Kelsey Grammer have finally buried the hatchet and ended their decades-long feud. On a recent episode of Danson and Woody Harrelson's Where Everybody Knows Your Name podcast, the two discussed their 30-year tiff. Danson said he recalled getting angry at Grammer on the set of Cheers, and it just sort of stuck. For 3 decades, Danson apologized to Grammer on the show, who said he had no hard feelings and all is now well. Thank goodness. In a related story, Ted Danson and Kelsey Grammer were in a decades-long feud. If you've been waiting around for a Brady Bunch revival, well, you probably need a hobby. But also, it will not be happening according to Little Cindy Brady. Variety reports that actress Susan Olsen, who portrayed Cindy on the 1970s sitcom, says CBS canceled the project because of her political views, calling her too dangerous. Olsen told the Walkaway Campaign podcast that producers of the Brady revival disapproved of her views on vaccines and comments she made about the LGBTQ community. Olsen was also fired from a radio job after a message exchange with a guest who said Olsen sent homophobic slurs, according to Variety. The Brady Bunch revival show is set to pick up with the Brady kids in modern times as adults. No one is more bummed the show is a no-go than Christopher Knight, who played Peter Brady, and was excited to show the world that his character finally completed puberty, and his voice was no longer cracking.
We have a sunny, pleasant fall-like weekend on the way. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to the upper 50s to near 60 for a high this afternoon. Clear tonight, low 30s. Tomorrow, sunshine, mid to upper 50s by Sunday, sunny, with a high in the low to mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.